This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation. The Foundation.
The Parts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Bond for Bones, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Da Vinci Printing Innovators, Epic Battery, Grand Bahama News, Marcos Pizza, the Ministry of Tourism, the National Insurance Board, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It is a beautiful, absolutely glorious Tuesday afternoon, live and in full effect with you guys. May 21st. We got like 10, 11 days till the end of this thing, this hoorah that continues to be able to kick up. We're going to have to talk about it and continue to be able to push forward, guys. Before I do that, I got to be as decent as possible. And shout out to my good, decent people over at Da Vinci's Printing and Innovators. They got everything available for you. Go and check them out. They are located on Village Road, the Village Road Shopping Plaza. Village Road, Brandon Road, Wolf Road, right there at the intersection. You can be able to find them right on the northern side. You can be able to get assistance with anything, all those sort of ideas that you have as it relates to some things that you were scribbling, the Habakkuk 2 and 2 in your mind. You write it to make it plain, but it doesn't have clarity. You need it to pop. You need sort of visuals to pull people in. You need good graphics. You need all these things. You can find that over at Da Vinci's Printing Innovators, Da Vinci Printing 242.com, Da Vinci Printing 242.com. They'd be more than happy to assist you in those areas. Please reach out to them. Let them know that Howard Grant, the Foundation, actually said these guys are absolutely wonderful. So check them out. See exactly what's what. I got to shout them out. Shout out all those particular people. Shout out to Coco Plum Bistro. I got to be able to do that. Good and decent people always have some great things available for you. Make sure you check them out. They always have some beautiful stuff. I told you that we had great Mother's Day, right? Listen, Ephraim then called me and cussed me out, okay? Howard, how dare you go down there? Ephraim over at Garden of Eden. But my wife wanted to be able to have sort of an outdoor garden experience right outside. They had everything cascading. It was a hot day. But we really enjoyed her company and being able to celebrate it for Mother's Day down at Coco Plum Bistro. Go there and check them out. Let them know that Howard Grant sent you. You can be able to take very good care of you in that particular space. So you got to go and check them out and be able to do that, right? Also got to check out my good friends over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go down there and check it out. If you are in the market for your plates, for your insurance, because you just got your plates, for your SDs, your taxis, your jitneys, your liveries, any of those particular things, you want to be able to go down to insurance, AFS, Insurance Agents and Brokers. They can be able to take good care of you. 3411 AFS, 3411 AFS. They got in-house financing and they're open up on Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you want to check them out. They can be able to assist you in a great way. Go and check them out. Let them know that Howard Grant sent you down there to take care of those particular things. Guys, Make sure you pick up your Guardian newspaper. Also, I got one more. Let me be decent with you as I skim through to be able to ensure that we have everything taken care of. This is the introduction of something fresh, something new, for our expectations of what we can be able to see happen on June 1st as it relates to this combat or this campaign or this convention that's going to be happening in the Free National Movement. And more specifically, I want to be able to kind of introduce to you an opportunity that we've been afforded, and I'm truly grateful to carry this. I've extended to everyone. So not this thing that we play in bias. I've extended to everyone. And Ellsworth Johnson reached out to us. He wants us to let us know he's the candidate for chairman of the Free National Movement come June 1st. He wants you to stand with him so he can reignite the fire of the freedom fighters and that government in the sunshine. This is the information that comes through. I'm grateful to be able to do that. We get some great commercials. Guys, we're still open. If you're out there and you want to be able to do something special with us, we can do that. We have space available. Please give me a call. 8270111, 8270111. Nonetheless, Ellsworth Johnson's in here and he's covered as it relates to the rotation and so forth and so on. I've gotten some commitments. Some persons say they're going to be doing some stuff with us. So just for the purposes of balance, I wanted to let you know that it's available to you. Guys, pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there. It was a triple threat weekend for us in our family. I don't know about you and your house. It was a triple threat weekend. Can I say that? Our water was off, the power went out, and the internet went out in the area that I live out east. I just want to be as decent as possible. Listen to me. My children didn't know what to do. They keep looking at me. My daughter keep rubbing my face. My son keep coming to me. Daddy, can we read something? Can we do something? I said, what you want to do? Can we go to the beach? I take him to the beach almost two times this weekend. It's too much, right? I'm out there smoltering in the heat, right? You know what I'm saying? It was hot. It was hot this weekend. And we're out there doing our thing. And, as a result of the triple threat this weekend, and I'm not talking about this a dream team, something good happened. This is horrible. I didn't have no power. And you look up the open papers this morning, you can be able to see that BPA fails to meet demand. The resort to load shedding, right? This is the information that says that residents in New Providence were plunged into darkness over the weekend by Bahamas Light and Power. This is a lot, man. I just want to be able to, Bahamas Power and Light, I won't say this to you. This was a smoldering weekend. And if I never believed in climate change and all this thing, this weekend was my wife was saying, oh, Jesus, we can't go to hell all weekend. Oh, she couldn't clean and she's sweeping. She said, oh, my God, I can't go to hell, Jesus. And she's sweeping. I said, maybe you got to calm down. She's like, no, it's too hot. It is too hot. Right? So I'm hoping that these guys get everything taken care of. I'm hoping that they get it straightened out. I left home this morning about 10:45, and my internet was still not off. I called my internet provider. They didn't provide me an apology. I just want to be as decent as possible. They did not provide me an apology. They didn't indicate to me the time that was they could be able to rectify it in. They didn't indicate to me where the issue is. Nothing. They said, well, we don't know. I said, so do you have a time? I said, because the power has been off, the internet has been off the entire day. Which was yesterday, Sunday. All day Sunday. They said, well, we don't know. I said, well, what do we do? I don't know, mister. Nothing. I said, okay, thank you, man. So I figure I will call you from this spot. And in due time, in due season, I will call you out. But all those persons who get internet from you, they would know exactly who it is. Actually, I hit the road this morning, right? When I went up Village Road, I saw your vehicles out there. So I'm hoping, but at the end of this show, that we'd have an opportunity to be able to see our internet connected and being able to be up. Because this is horrible, sir. Ma'am, corporation, this is absolutely horrible. We want to be able to say that to you. And for all those persons who are out there dealing with that, dealing with heat, dealing with thousands left without water on Sunday, listen to me. This is crazy. Well, give God praise that the fact that we don't live, surrounded by deserts. A lot of us had an opportunity to be able to get up and go down to the beach, wherever you are. We took a little spin by Montague, but we really enjoy, can I say this? We really enjoy Jaws Beach. So my family and I went down to Jaws Beach. We chilled out for a little while, had a good time. My son says, Daddy, can we go to the far, far beach? Can we go to the far, far, far beach on the other side of the island? So I said, okay, yeah, let's go, right? And we had a beautiful time down there at Jaws Beach. Guys, and one of the things that we did not have, we stopped at almost every gas station. This is how you knew it was hot. There was no ice. We couldn't find ice anywhere. Man, listen, y'all better get fix the load shedding, if only for the ice people. Just fix it for them, right? So they can make sure you got ice. My God, it was hot. Guys, I hope you had a good weekend this weekend. I hope you had a good time. I don't know whether or not you had an opportunity to be able to go and check out any of the openings. I saw that Dr. Minnis did his, you know that we did the live? We did our live remote from the Bahama Convention Center. Did not have an opportunity to actually go to the actual event itself, but I did see some photos, person sent some information to me. It seemed like it was booked out. Can I say that? It was booked out to capacity. A lot of persons in there, Minnis says that I will remain loyal to the Free National Movement no matter the outcome of the race, right? This is Minnis in his particular position. I saw some information with Dr. Dwayne Sands indicating that Minnis will lose his race come June 1st. Again, I thought we had pushed past that, but you know, I'm not going to fight you. I'm just going to say that. I think we have to worry about our own race. I mean, just in the spirit of decency, we got to worry about our own race. My God. Take care of yourself before you. Anyway, let's talk about these things, guys. I want you to be able to join in the conversation with me today. Talk about everything that's going in the country. Please give me a call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720, or hit me up on the text line at 422-4796 right here. Guys, take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back after this. Foundation.
The foundation. The foundation.
Elsworth Johnson.
The man for the chairman.
He ain't coming to talk too much. Track record all about the common touch. Elsworth Johnson.
Gas your vote.
It's the man for the chairman.
Let your vote make sense.
Vote for chairman, he's the right voice. Elsworth Johnson, he's the right choice.
I am Elsworth Johnson, candidate for chairman of the Free National Movement.
Right now, our party stands at a critical crossroad.
Come June 1st, stand with me as we reignite the fire of the freedom fighters and that government in the sunshine.
Don't forget, vote Elsworth Johnson, the man for the chairman.
Wings are here.
Popeyes now has wings in 5 flavors.
Honey barbecue,
ghost pepper,
signature hot,
sweet and spicy,
and roasted garlic parmesan,
marinated for 12 hours,
hand battered
and breaded in a bold Louisiana seasoning.
And
they're only $7.25 for 6 wings.
Taste them.
Crunchy outside
and juicy inside.
Try the new wings from Popeyes now.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Bonneville Bones, established in 1970, is the leader in men's fashion in the Bahamas. We're conveniently located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza, and fully stocked with everything you need for all occasions. Our Harbor Bay location is one door north of Alive, with the black and white signage of Bonneville Boutique. Both locations are open from 10 to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Bonneville Bones and Bonneville Boutique, still the leader in men's fashion. Located in the Mall at Marathon and the Harbor Bay Shopping Plaza.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, the foundation. It's a beautiful day. Grateful to be in your company. Hot, guys. Make sure you stay hydrated during this. And listen to me. Beer is not a hydration. Amen? I just want to be very clear with you, okay? Beer is not hydration, okay? Coconut rum is not hydration. I just want to be clear with you. Okay? Let's be clear, okay? Wine is not a high, no matter how fizzy and bubbly, mimosa is not hydration. Guys, drink your water. Make sure you stay hydrated. Your coconut waters, your waters, make sure you stay hydrated for this particular time. As you see your lips drying up or anything like that, make sure that you keep yourself absolutely hydrated. This is a serious time. This is some smoldering heat, especially for those persons who are often on a walk, on a move, or anything like that. You don't want to have a heat stroke. Make sure you keep yourself hydrated as you move out and about, all right? Keep your water frozen in the evening. Take that thing with you to ensure that you're staying hydrated on a consistent basis. We don't have to see anybody falling out or going to the ER as a result of lack of hydration. Or, you know what I mean? Or fatigue. So let's just be able to do that. Guys, the lines are wide open. 323-6232. 325-4316. 325-4259. Anywhere for the family violence. 242-300. 5720. Hit me up. 422-4796. Is a call on the line already? Call on the line? Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes. Listen, I'd like to get an answer to something.
Okay.
But the situation Telco is going through now.
Mm-hmm.
And when they hit your house or your apartment, let's say my apartment's been hit and I have to pay for the electrical work. Who pays for that, the tenant or me?
The tenant or the landlord?
Yeah.
Okay, so I could give you my experience. Now, when I was renting, I would pay everything to do with BTC, anything to do with BTC or Alive. I would pay for all of those particular things. Now, I had to ask the landlord for them to put the box and so forth in the house, but that's the most that the landlord got involved. Now, I don't know anything else. Unless you provide that service with your rent, I don't believe that.
No.
So you don't provide that service with your rent?
No.
All right,
no.
So they should be responsible for it.
Okay, good, because the BC will be knocking these places out every day.
Well, I'm hoping that they fix that.
Okay, I just needed to know.
Yeah.
So I could tell my tenant.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, my brother. No, I mean, if you're in the position where I had to go to BTC, I had to go to Alive, and I had to apply. My wife or my name or my wife's name is actually on the account. So it has nothing to do with the landlord. Whether that's my electricity, whatever it is. Unless you have a technical issue. Unless there's a technical issue. I don't think that there should be interference from the landlord once he gives his or her sanction to be able to get into that particular space. Because what BTC had to do, my provider, when I was at my other location, they had to drill through the wall and drop their box in. And so my landlord, once he knew that we were doing that, we had no issues. Other than that, they have to answer to me. I have to be able to pay them and ensure that we have that kind of that synergy. And understanding as it relates to being able to pay my bills. I can't put that on anybody else. I can't fight you. Now, there are some spaces and places where persons afford you opportunity to be able to, they say, light rent water, everything for this flat rate. And if that's the case, then they would be responsible for that. And then you have to answer to them for that. But if that's not the case, then everybody have to be able to take care of themselves in these particular states. Guys, hit me up, reach out. Let's talk about something. You know, I've done my absolute best. I feel indifferent about this. I won't be as decent as possible as I approach this. I feel indifferent about this. I've gotten significant calls to say that, Howard, why are you going so hard on Dwayne Sands, so forth and so on. I'm indifferent with some stuff, and I'm not afraid to say that this is what I believe should happen as it relates to going forward. I decided to be able to step back significantly and take a fast from being able to speak about Dwayne Sands. However, I'm extremely indifferent. I don't know whether or not from a chairman's capacity, especially when all of us have a responsibility to run our own races, that we could be able to relentlessly agitate and advocate for the idea that somebody else is going to win their race without being able to pay attention to your own race. I just want to be as decent as possible. I just want to be as decent as possible to say that, because I've recognized, especially over the course of the past three weeks in this country, that politicians make strange bedfellows. And it has come alive to me that certain persons who had commitments to a particular camp, they pull back and they realign themselves with another camp who they've already discredited in the public. I'm watching this and I'm baffled that there is no conviction. It doesn't seem that there is conviction anywhere, that these men and women stand for anything. And I'm looking at this and I'm baffled. I am. And I don't know what to make of it. I don't know whether or not this is just the rhythm of the game, or I don't know whether or not you lack integrity as a human being. I just don't know. I don't see this national leadership as a game. I don't see your aspirations to be able to be at the forefront of politics as a game. But you've made light of it. So many individuals that I'm watching, ladies and gentlemen, do you know that we can see you? Do you know that we can see you jumping from one train to another, from one train to another? You don't have no commitment to even why you're doing that. And I'm confused about it. And just through retrospect and being able to step back and take an assessment, this sort of a panoramic view of how everything is happening. And you look at this and I can say to myself, I'm glad I'm not involved with this crap, because it diminishes significantly your integrity. I saw it for a very long time. I saw it with the murmurings of people who I would have never known if it weren't for them being afforded an opportunity by a particular leader. I just want to be decent as possible. But this is not agitation for one leader or another. There are some people I would have never known if it wasn't for a particular leader affording them an opportunity to come to the forefront. I would have never known them. Let me fix this for you. I could never go against Juan McCartney. Never. If you call me saying some garbage about Juan McCartney, I guarantee you I can shut that down. You would never see a particular side of me, because you don't know the tribulation I would have gone through even to be recognized and afforded an opportunity in this space. I would never go against Juan McCartney. Never. I don't care if I'm indifferent with what he does. I will go to him and say, Juan, boom, boom, boom. That's just as an example of me trying to be able to make you have a greater understanding that I've been afforded an opportunity to be able to sit in space. I was mentored and given on an honest opinion and advice from Juan McCartney, from Carlton. I just want to be very decent with you, that these are men that I will never go against. Never. Because I'm grateful. And my gratitude, no matter my conviction, has to shine through. Even in my rebuttal to a question that you asked me about those men, I have to give you the preamble of saying to you that these are my friends, I'm committed to them, and I won't go against them. I'm sure they made the right decision, the decision that can be able to afford them to move in the direction that they did for themselves and their families. And I shut that down. No, but this politics is peculiar. This politics is extremely peculiar. From the leader, go all the way down. From the advisor capacity, from the executive, go all the way down to the back, to the depth of the organization. I do not understand it. I do not. And I suppose that people like me could never survive in that. I just want to be decent as I say this. I just want to be as decent as possible. It seems to me, if this is the game, quote unquote, that you're playing, if this is the approach that you're taking as you step significantly with a focus to move towards national leadership, and you believe that this finagling of your collateral with the dismissal of conviction, if this is the game that you're playing, I don't know if I won't play this game. I don't know. Because in the future, when we're asked the question by a generation who's been ramshacked by time and global trends, in the future, when our children's children ask question as to where did you stand on this position? What did you say when this particular thing happened? Weren't you there? Weren't you involved in it? Yeah, but you know what? Politics is a game, and sometimes, you know, you had to give and take because, you know, what the hell are you saying? None of us could take you serious. None. None. Guys, I just want to be as decent as possible as I say this to you. I'm disappointed. I am. And maybe it goes back to me being idealistic. And maybe, you know, my head's still in the clouds. And maybe this is a level of immaturity that you see that I can't accept that men lie, women lie. Maybe. But what is our pursuit? What is the overarching objective for us as human beings? Is it the acquisition of things and the perception of accomplishment? Or is it a desire, a necessity, a core yearning to make a difference in this corrupt world that we live in? What is the objective? What? I don't sit here to manipulate you with one thing or another. I haven't learned that. I only learn conviction. I haven't sat here with this desire and idea to manipulate you. I understand loyalty. I understand commitment and position. I understand the necessity for being able to make incremental steps towards your objective. I do not understand. I just do not understand being able to go against some things. I just don't. How can you go against your organizational conventions and expect people to look at you with character? Do you think that we're going to forget about this? I'm just looking at the whole layout politically. I just want the whole, I'm not talking about no one individual. I'm talking about these men and women that lie to your face through their teeth. And they're content with the fact that this is the way that things go. This is politics. They lie to you. Whether it's a white lie that, yeah, man, you know, I got you straight, I can vote for you. Or whether it's a big lie, yeah, man, I support you, I stand behind you with being able to capture information to go against your entire camp. This is peculiar to me as I'm looking at it. Where am I? Am I wrong for this? Is it me? Am I the wrong one? Am I naive to believe that we could incorporate any level of conviction, any belief for a better country into the workings of our politics? Am I the crazy one? Someone talk to me. The lines are wide open. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family violence, 242-300, 5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hey.
Good day. How you doing?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Wonderful. I want some of that same coffee with that Bahamian coffee we've been drinking this morning. The realization, Bahamian coffee. Because that is what I was saying on an earlier show, that we could opine and we could be a carb moon and wine now from 1967 to now, we can get the same results. You know why? Because what you were saying just now is powerful. What you are doing is you're looking at the man in the mirror and you're asking yourself to change our ways. Because we've been doing the insane thing for 50, almost 51 years. You understand? We don't expect nothing better from the politicians because they're taking us for conks. And if they could squeeze out another 5 years, they could do that to the Bahamian people. We need to change our ways, Howard, and I'm happy. And I was mad with Dwight this morning, him and DeQuessa and one caller. I was trying to get in so I could tell him why I was mad. Because, Howard, I am tired. And I saw people like you are tired of people degrading Bahamians and Bahamians' value. Oh, BTC, BTC. I worked the BTC for 30 years. And when the white boys come to carry them all the money with the projects they used to do, Howard, it was us, the little seedy head fellas over the hill who was doing all the work. A lot of those white boys, when they came on the project, I worked with them. And they say, well, are you Marvin? Yes, I am. Oh, I'm happy to see you. Why? Have you seen this equipment before? I say, yes, I've worked with it. Oh, thank you. You're my number one man. So don't think that because it comes from across the bar, it is better. Because everybody out there have problems with their BECs, their telecommunications, and all of that. Not just us. But at least it was ours. Give me a chance to work on it. Take the politics out of it. All the meddling would be messing us up. And give me and Howard a chance to fix our own thing. Howard, you right on track today. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate you, my brother. Good to hear from you. Let's don't talk like this, man. I mean, it's all, I apologize. I might as well tell you the truth. I apologize wholeheartedly from the idea of Howard, not again. Howard, with this philosophical, elevated position, you believe that you're an elitist. You believe I do not believe any of this. I don't listen, man. I do not believe this. I do not believe that I'm better than anyone. I do not believe, listen to me. The only thing that I know is that if it weren't for God, that's it. That's the only thing that I know. The only thing that I know is that there is a greater objective. I walk every single day as I wake up with the gratitude of being able to step out a day, another day, right? I begin my day. And my family knows this. We begin our day with prayer, with the gratitude of seeing another day. I don't know where your heart is, your faith is, your commitment is, your prayer is. That ain't my business. I don't know. One of the highlights of my day is when my house is quiet, is when everything is taken care of. It's about 12 o'clock. My children are sleeping, or at least the lights off. I don't know if they're sleeping. But nothing's moving in the space. It's dark in my room. I could kneel down and I can exhale. Father, I thank you for allowing me to get back here. Because the only thing that I know is that one day for sure, I ain't gonna be here. It is absolute certain I will not be here one day. I'm certain about that. The only thing that I know is that with the time that I'm given, how am I making an impact today? Did I go contrary to my convictions today? I assess myself every night. Did I go contrary to my convictions today? Should I have said that like this today? Did I do this right? Did I say something? Did I go contrary to what I've been called to do? Every night, this is what I do. I cannot understand how these men sleep. But you know, I don't know where y'all grow up. I don't know. You want me to vote for you, but I don't know where y'all come from. The indecency is palpable. Rich, my God, it got pulp. Extra pulp. This is indecent, man. And this is the level of politics and the way that politics have been ran in this country for a long time. And this is the rejection of, God rest his soul, Loftus Roker. I'm telling you, man. This is the rejection of A.D. Hanna. This is the rejection that we've been able to see in so many men and women. From a political standpoint, that when they brought their convictions, they were identified as weirdos. Oh, this is cornball. This is a weirdo. But this is what the nation needs. Men and women to stand and say, hey, hell no, that's not the way that goes. With strength. How can men, listen, within your organization, this ain't even general election yet. We ain't even reached national position for camp. And all I'm seeing is people turning their coat, flipping cat gut, jumping from one side to another, conviction. I don't even know what to think. I said, my God. If this is how you can do within your politics, can there be any expectation for victory, no matter who wins? Can there be any expectation for unity, no matter who win? I'm just an observer, a humble observer, who has an opportunity to be able to amplify what I'm seeing. And so I open up the lines to find out if you are seeing the same thing I'm seeing. Let's talk about it. Lines are wide open. Caller on the line, go ahead.
Hello, good day, Howard.
Hey, how you doing?
Yes, Howard, you make a very interesting point about this politics in reference to Dwayne Sarge, right? You mean you maybe share some of the same sentiments, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I think right now, with the effort I'm going forward, as Mr. Chairman, mm-hmm. I don't think it's a good idea. And if you want to know my opinion, I will tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Howard.
I read you. I want to know.
When you use the word game, mm-hmm. okay? It's all about a game to him. Okay? Now, what I can say, I don't have no horse in the race,
mm-hmm.
but I used to be Dwayne Sarge's general and his former driver, okay? And I out in the cold. See, the image need to know something about Dwayne Sarge. But I ain't going to get into it. But if he put a spin on it, Howard, I will correct the image people and let them know. See, these people just laugh up and then jump up because they hear him talk so eloquent. But they don't know him and they don't know his heart.
Mm-mm.
Okay, Howard? When I lost my job, Michael Dobble fired me. Dwayne Sarge ain't look at me yet. Okay? I haven't spoken to him for 3 years. He ain't calling. He ain't trying to find out any people jumping up. Dwayne Sarge. Get to know the man for yourself. I know him. See, I can't speak for Dr. Minnis, Michael Pintard, and Elsie Johnson, but I know him very well. And I dare him to challenge me, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Howard?
Mm-hmm.
So when people get this thing about this and that, get to know the people. You know, they just jump it up. You're even trying to find out what is his record. Does he treat people okay? Is he fair? This and that. You know? And then demons just jump up. There's some of the party. Yeah. If you're trying to elect somebody to make sure it's the best choice, make sure it's nothing wrong about who you like or team or whatever, but make sure that that's the right particular individual that you want. Because when you don't get that, you're no turning back. There's no turning back.
Wow.
So be very careful and sure. But anyway, Howard,
it's heavy what you did.
About my fights, and this will be the last time I call, and this is the first time I ever call.
I can tell you one thing: you can get called today because everybody know you. I think I meet you before.
Everyone know who I am. So my phone number is 828-8761.
My God, you put everything on the line today.
Talk with me with Dwayne Sarge. They know me. They can call me. I finished. I don't even go around no politics and no effort. From I thought he was loyal. I was loyal to this man. Okay. I put my devoted my time into him. Okay?
It's heavy what you're saying. I didn't know you was going to call today.
That's the first time I ever called because I believe you're the fairest one. I ain't going to call it.
I appreciate you.
Okay? So have a good day, Howard.
I appreciate you, my brother. When you get them calls, call me back. Let's talk about it, all right?
No problem, Howard.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it. I just wanted to talk with today. I just wanted to talk with transparency. I just want to talk with this kind of an idea of where we are as a nation, as a people, as to whether or not we're moving with passion and determination to make these things happen. I just want to talk honestly today, right? I didn't want to pull Dwayne Sarge's name in this ain't, but this ain't have nothing to do with Dwayne Sarge. I'm going to be decent today. They're saying this. Listen, this thing has nothing to do with no one man. I'm saying to you, the body politics that exists within the Free National Movement that I'm watching, the party that I was a part of for a very long time that I love, and I understand how politics go, but I understand that there is a significant wedge in the organization now. And I came on this radio and I said that no matter how the cat jump, I believe at the end of it all, on June 2nd, it'll be a united FNM. And I'm looking at this and trying to figure out, well, how could that possibly be? And maybe that's a naive approach to take because there will be this relentless pushback and the separation that exists. I want to dive deeper into this. I want to talk more about this. I can take one more telephone call and then I can go to a commercial break, right? Let me take one more telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead. Call on the line. Go ahead. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Howard.
Hey.
Good afternoon. How you doing, Howard?
What's up, Anton? All is well.
Anton, well, I don't know what's going on.
If I know this was you, I'd tell you, let's talk 1 o'clock because you know I didn't get 3 minutes. Can you call back 1 o'clock? I'll let you be first one on the line.
No problem. Let me just put this order before you go to.
Go ahead.
I don't know what's going on with BPR, but BPR need to get their act together, man. This is like the third time for the day.
Your power off again?
Electricity. The third time for the day. You know, these people burning up people's electricity, damaging people's generators, and creating all kind of havoc within your homes. And
that's
when you submit your claim, they don't even want to pay. That's the craziest part about it. BPR, y'all, get y'all act together and stop this garbage. Y'all all over the place crying for increase for y'all wages, but y'all aren't providing stable electricity, man. Do better, man. In the name of Jesus. I'll call back on the next item.
You got to finish it off with an amen. Amen. Right?
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, if you can pray for them properly. Seal the deal. Guys, let's talk about it next time when we come back. We can talk about these things. I'm telling you, it's a triple threat this weekend. Water, power, and your internet. My God. My God, I hope no one did any ghost moves this weekend. Because that sounds like a dirty time. Listen, quick commercial break. We're going to take this, get to news, and be right back after this.
The foundation. Elsworth Johnson.
Elsworth Johnson.
The man for the chairman.
The man for the chairman.
He ain't coming to talk too much. Track record all about the common touch. Elsworth Johnson.
Cast your vote.
It's the man for the chairman.
Let your vote make sense.
Vote him for chairman. He's the right voice. Elsworth Johnson. He's the right choice.
I am Elsworth Johnson, candidate for chairman of the Free National Movement.
Right now, our party stands at a critical crossroad.
Come June 1st, stand with me. Reignite the fire of the freedom fighters and that government in the sunshine.
Don't forget,
vote Elsworth Johnson.
Elsworth Johnson.
The man for the chairman.
What can make you happy and angry at the same time? The Angry Whopper and new Angry Chicken Sandwich at Burger King Nassau. It's time to get angry and take on the flavor sensation of BK's signature flame-grilled beef, spicy jalapenos, bacon, classic onion rings, cheese, fresh veggies, and all the fixings you love. Or try the new Angry Chicken with the same delicious spicy ingredients on a crispy chicken breast patty. Take your taste buds to the next level with the Angry Whopper and Angry Chicken today, only at Burger King Nassau.
Here's to the go-getters, the early risers, and the late-night dreamers. You, the visionaries, painting futures in your mind, in your studio, your office, your sacred space. Here's to the adventurers, explorers of every realm. To you, the innovators, turning the cogs of progress in a world where connection is a lifeline, a pathway to possibilities. Alive is the perfect connection for everyone, every lifestyle. Every day.
Visit BeAlive.com today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation. It's a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday afternoon live in full effect. I hope you guys had a great weekend. I know I saw a tremendous amount of you guys on the beach. I'm hoping that you had a good time. I'm hoping that at least you did some sunbathing or something. I don't know, right? It's good for your health, right? You get your vitamin D. You go there. You did well. You did well, but it was a hot weekend. I might as well tell you that. It was a hot, hot weekend. And based upon the news and the information that's coming forward, we're going to be able to have a heat wave straight through until Wednesday. I think that's tomorrow. Hopefully that's tomorrow. Hopefully it'll mean next week, Wednesday. But nonetheless, like I said, keep yourselves hydrated, right? And y'all, don't burn up your fan. Can I say this? Let me give you a little advice. Don't burn up your fan, right? Take your fan apart. Clean it properly. Can I say that, right? Go and clean your screens in your house. I come by y'all, the little children, and right clean me in your house on your screen. You got to fix that. Go clean that and let some cool breeze
clean up through the house. You'll be surprised to know that after you then clean up the house and then move all the clutter, how breeze continue to be able to flow through this place. Come on, man. Let's keep ourselves productive as possible and hydrated during this time. Well, guys, the lines are open. If you want to be able to join the conversation, please do that. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. The base of the conversation is transparency. The base of the conversation is accountability. The base of the conversation is honesty and conviction. That's the base of this, right? And the fact is that I don't see it in politics anymore. That we can be able to tower, right? And be able to identify the late, great A. Loftus Roker and champion him in this kind of a big position to say that he's a man of the law, the letter of the law. He followed the law by the letter. He did these particular things and he's a man of his conviction. He stood steadfast in this thing. Oh, so it's one man. This is one man. Are you saying to me that that is done from a political standpoint? Are you saying to me that we can identify who? Who can we identify? And I just want to ask this question. Who can we identify over the course of the last 20 years in politics? 20 years. That's up to 2004. Let's say 24 years up to 2000. That has that level of conviction and steadfast approach in politics. I don't care what side they're on. FNM, PLP, indifferent. It doesn't matter. Where can we identify and point to say that this is a beaming, a shining example of a new generation of politicians? Where can we point to? Where? That's all I want to know. Where can we point to and say this is a shining example of a new dispensation, new generation of politicians that stand steadfast to their convictions, commit themselves to the Constitution of the Bahamas, commit themselves to the Constitution of their organization. They have vision. They have their commitment. Where are these people? That's all I want to know. Where are these people? Because as I'm looking, the optics are horrible. And I'd like to believe that it's only optics. And I'd like to be able to commit myself that seeing is not believing. I'd commit myself to the idea that faith cometh by hearing. And so I need to hear from you to be able to have faith that this still exists within our political setup. Let's be decent about this. Let's talk about this. Because I don't see it. And I'm disappointed. And listen to me. I heard a joke one time. And I told this to my wife and she cussed me. But I'm going to tell you the joke also. And only in retrospect, it keep playing back. Because I laughed at it. I heard it maybe about 15 years ago. And I laughed. I can't remember who tell it. Fred Mitchell, don't get mad if it's not you. But I think it was you. But I could be wrong. Don't cuss me out if it wasn't you, right? But I heard someone said, every good politician got one sweetheart. This was a joke that was told in jest. It wasn't something that was hard and fast. It was just a dope joke that was told in jest, right? And so I heard it. And I laugh at it. I said, boy, you're so foolish. I laughed at it, right? And I said to my wife, I conveyed the message to her. I said, boy, maybe they'll, I heard tonight this joke. Somebody told the joke, right? So I said, every good politician have one sweetheart. I said, well, I intend to be a great politician, so I'm going to have at least five, right? She said, boy, if I don't stab you, right, just laugh and we're talking. But as I ingest that and time passes, I realize that this level of debauchery, this kind of an underhanded, this lifestyle that is lived, one for the public and one for the debauchery and, you know, behind closed doors, it emulates, it permeates, it continues to spill through your pores, right? It's almost like an alcoholic. You could still smell the alcohol seeping out of their pores. It's almost like those persons, we had this couple people in Ape Maroc that still did, you know, crack rock and so forth and so on years after. And, you know, at their sober time, they need money. So they come and work for you. You had a couple of these guys in Ape Maroc, but you could still smell this thing coming through their pores. And that's the injustice and this kind of a corrupt concept and idea that you approach politics with.
that no matter how you try to clean yourself up to come to the forefront, that we could still smell this kind of, this rotten natured individual seeping through your pores. And we, as a collective, we find ourselves in a position between a rock and a hard place, and we say we have to now choose between the lesser of two evils, which is absolutely banana. That's what you do. This is what is presented in politics now. The slate of politician that all them in one way or another got their name sullied, that they have no conviction, no commitment, no idea to one person or another. This is only in here to get me straight. And we watch this and we try to make a determination which way we should go now. My God. And so many of us, so many of us, it's not a niche market. It's so many people who are disenchanted with politicians in this country. Y'all disappoint us, man. My God. Y'all disappoint us. I don't know, and I just want to be honest with you. I don't know how I get to be the fat one. Can I say this? Can I say this? There's so much greed. There is so much selfishness out here. It is mind-boggling. There is so much greed that there is, you don't satisfy with anything. You, first and foremost, you don't even have an objective of an overarching theme to be able to put on the Bahamian people. You just need a rhythm and talking points. These men, so many of them, have no character. And these are the people that we get to choose from. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed. I didn't think you guys were a bunch of choir boys. I was a choir boy. We used to drink the church wine. I know there's indecency that exists in there. But when we got there, we understood the plan. We understood. We understood the objective. We understand that there is sanctity. We understand these things. I don't know whether or not you guys understand it. I don't know if you care to understand it. I think that there is a narrative that seeks to kind of shift the entire concept of how politics is played in our country, how politics is rolled out in our country. And I'm disappointed about it. Where is the conviction in our politics? Where are the men and women that would stand for something? Why are you afraid for victimization? What can these men do to you that they haven't done already to all of us? Where are the men and women that would stand for us, who are given an opportunity to be able to get through those doors? Where are you? Where are you? Oh, how are they? Child, I got to get something for me. Listen. All of us can lay down in a church and look at the tongue and groove. All of us. Or eat it out, or you can be trapping somebody urn like a gypsy. All of us. All of us. It's going to be lights out one day. What are you doing with the time that you're here? Just seeking to acquire more things, and not leave a mark for yourself and your children? Man, let's talk about this, man. Let's talk about this, because you're all better than this. You all are better than this. The decisions that you've made based upon what other men say to you, you are better than this. This is why I know I couldn't be a slave. I couldn't. Because I ain't going to do what no man tell me to do. I got to assess that to see if it makes sense for me and my family, but not y'all. Oh, yes, sir, boss. Yes, sir, that's what you want me to do, sir? Yes, sir, boss. You chuck your convictions. You chuck your talents. You chuck your skills, your experiences, everything at the foot of one man who says, go left, go right, go up, go down. And you say, oh, yes, boss. This is what politics has come in this country. Y'all just disappoint me, man. And only this time I could sit back and say, well, thank God I'm involved with that, eh? Jesus. It's disturbing to see. Because we hold you in such high regard. We believe that you're smart just because you could articulate your words and speak well. Oh, this boy's smart. He's a smart man, eh? He's a smart woman. And then we look at your decisions. And then we're baffled. Because what you present and what you apply, the generations apart. Telephone call, go ahead.
Hey, about what you always
say. Hey, what's up, Anton? Go ahead.
You can hear me clearly?
Yeah, man. What you say?
Oh, boy, I sorry you and the family had such a terrible weekend, man.
No, we've been to the beach. The beach was good. The beach was good. But the house was hot.
But, you know what? Like, yeah, water and sewage, they are where you put me out with, because water and sewage use the terrible excuse for the poor service that they provide in terms of water pressure to people's homes in the East, that they have leakage problems that they have to correct. That ain't our problem. When you're charging us accordingly, you're using the excuse of leakage as an issue when you have a responsibility to address the leakage and ensure that there is no leakage so that you can provide adequate services to persons around the clock, rather than a reduced level of service after certain hours. But anyway, getting on to this FNM conversation, Howard. Look here, I didn't catch I was unable, due to some other obligations, to catch your show. I think I mentioned that to you, but I went and I listened to your show, Howard. I listened to your show on the replay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Late
mm-hmm.
that night.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, Howard, look here. Some things were said by Reverend Harris, by
Kevin.
Kevin.
Minister
some
Kevin.
Some things were said.
Yeah.
Some things were revealed,
yeah.
is what I should say.
I didn't know he come there to do that. I look at him, my mouth was open the whole time. If I had a camera, I couldn't.
Hold on. Give me my 2 minutes. Give me my 2 minutes to say this, because it looked to me like you was afraid of that conversation.
I didn't know he was going to go there. I didn't come here to tell him about this one thing. He gone deep in the F&M business. I didn't know you was going to go here.
The man took off all the gloves, and he spoke truth to power.
I got 16 texts while I was sitting there, right?
Howard, he spoke some serious
They said
truth
Kevin
to
Harris
power.
Is not telling the truth. Kevin Harris is a liar.
Here are my concern is what I should say. How in the world could it be that we have the leader of the opposition who is vying for leadership, to continue leadership of the opposition in its official capacity, and he is also, as the opposition leader, prime minister in waiting, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the national chairman of their party be conducting elections after they have already closed out the rounds for candidate selection? How in the world, according to their constitution, it's illegal according to their constitution. The national chairman came on in an interview on Guardian Radio, which I heard myself, which Kevin Harris referred to in his communication on your show on mm-hmm. Guardian last week. He stated quite factually that the national chairman, Dr. Stein, stated they will stop the election. But he also went on to express to us in the listening airwaves that they still went behind that communication with Guardian and continued on with elections. What in the world is going on in the FNM? Howard?
I don't know.
What in the world? Howard, they are practicing some serious thuggery, and they're not even nowhere near government of the Bahamas. That concerns me as someone who is speaking out on both sides of the fence, on the government side that I support and on the opposition side that I would love to see strengthened to become a more effective opposition so that things can get better in the country for all persons, despite some of the good work that is being done by my government. We could do a lot better. But if you have this level of skullduggery taking place, it amounts to corruption. It amounts to behavior that is unacceptable and untoward while you are in the wilderness. Is this an example of what we could expect if you form government in our country, Howard? Those are the kinds of questions that is coming to the mind of someone like myself. In addition to that, Howard, because that wasn't all that Brother Kevin Harris revealed. He revealed some serious stuff. He revealed that persons who Dr. Minnis would have supported, right, and gave many opportunities to have turned around and put the biggest tigers, not in his back, in his chest. What is going on in the FNM, Howard?
I don't know. I don't want to say FNM. I really don't. Only because they're here now and they're going towards convention. I feel like this is one of the reasons. But I feel like this is the politics in the country.
I want to make my last comment on what you just said, the politics in the country. But help me understand this, Howard, because I'm certain during the break that y'all took, y'all elaborated on the conversation. Did I hear Brother Kevin Harris correctly when I believe my ears led me to hear that Dr. Menes afforded $500 million in contracts to one person in FNM? Did I hear that correctly?
No, I got to go back and listen to that because
no,
I,
my
that
would have,
No. I'm not gonna do that. My radar didn't go off of that because I'm sure. So I don't think that was the context.
What in the world is going on in the free national?
No. He did say that. He did say that, and he meant more specifically. He meant He alluded to the fact that this was the Town Center Mall, the opportunity for the Town Center Mall over the course of time, right?
No, Howard.
That's what he was talking about.
Howard. It cannot be the Town Center Mall because that contract is only valued at maybe $1 million or $2 million annually. He could not have been referring to the Town Center Mall unless he's talking about the
Kevin,
government.
Call me, Kevin. Minister K, call me because I need clarity on that.
Howard, unless he was suggesting that the Menes administration outright purchased the Town Center Mall, which probably wouldn't even amount to more than $200, $300 million, if even that.
No, the Town Center Mall was up for sale, I think it was $16. When the Town Center Mall was up for sale, I think it was $16 million that was up for sale for.
$16 million, in the name of Jesus, Howard.
Yeah.
So he definitely could not have been referring
to
the Town Center Mall.
Let me get clarity, because I think he did say that, but my radar didn't go off to ask him.
The numbers ain't numbering, Howard. The numbers ain't numbering.
My radar didn't go off to ask him to pry further into it. Because he was running from that part of the...
No,
my mouth was just open because I didn't know he was going to do that. I didn't know. Sir, we only come here to talk, but come to the convention tonight. I didn't know that he was going to be this deep there.
But look at Howard, to the credit of the other person, they did admit, as I said to you and God and the nation, maybe 2 weeks ago now, when we were having this conversation, that no matter who wins, they're an FNM and they're going to support them. When you took the position, then why did you come out and extend support publicly for the leader of the opposition if this was going to be the statement that you said based upon what I revealed to you that I heard in his interview, right?
Yeah.
But Howard, look, the more serious factor here is why is the FNM continuing on with elections, constituency level elections to stack the deck if they're supposed to be a Democratic Party? If they're supposed to be the standard of democracy in this country, why is it that someone, a representative, a senior person from the Menes candidacy team is not represented on their National General Convention Council, as is the standard practice, as the practice continued even with Menes while he was leader of the opposition, even while they had chopped off his head as leader of the opposition and reduced him to only leader of the Free National Movement? Why aren't they practicing this democracy that they cry out in Parliament, that they practice? Why aren't they practicing this accountability that they crying out for the government, according to them?
Are you ready for that kind of a conversation, though?
Say it again, Howard.
Are we as a nation ready to be honest enough to say why?
Well, Howard, look here. I had this boiling over in my spirit. I was so sad that I wasn't able to participate in your conversation live that day. But then I also understood you had a lot of noise in the background.
No, I couldn't hear.
You couldn't engage conversations,
right? Yeah.
But Howard, I was boiling over because I'm someone, Howard, who stands on my word. I'm someone who stands on democracy. I'm someone who takes action. I'm not one of those people who are just talking the talk, hiding behind shadows, and scared to come out front. I'm one of them who's out front, talking the talk, and living this thing, Howard. And so it pissed me off, Howard, literally. I was I was bothered.
But are we ready? Are we really ready to have this conversation? Right?
Of the country probably is
that's
not.
That's all I want to know. As I sit here and I talk about these things, and trust me, like I said, it's across the... Anton, I got to let you go, right? I appreciate the telephone call, my brother. As I sit here and I look across the politics in our country, I cannot levy this level of perceived corrupt practices, right? This is the allegations. This is the perception, right? This is perception. We can't say that it's corrupt, right? It may be finagling and being able to circumvent certain rules that weren't necessarily, well, this is not against the rule. It's not against the law, right? That's kind of a concept and idea, right? But as we look at this in the spirit of perception, right? And we know that that perception crystallizes into reality in this space. As we look at this, I say to myself, man, come on, man. How could these men and women be so professional and hold so much integrity in their personal, professional lives? And then politically, they are I am confused. I am confused. And we know that God is not the author of confusion. Why y'all got me out here sounding like I'm crazy? Can you not see what I'm seeing? Do you not see what I see? Do you believe that we were born for the time like this to return to yesterday? I do not understand this. I'm confused. I got to hold my head and be decent as possible. Do you believe that when you came forth and the doctor spanked you and you screamed out and your voice for the first time reverberated in the atmosphere that you had the responsibility to adhere to everything that yesteryear said? Or do you believe with everything that you acquired that you should have built on yesterday and move forward with a focus to tomorrow? Because that's not happening here. This is a return to yesterday's politics. This is the allegations that the Free National Movement has made against the PLP to say that we won the 87 election. Now I'm looking at this and I'm absolutely confused and disappointed. I ain't going to put this on no chairman. I ain't going to put this on no leader. I ain't going to put this on anyone. I'm looking at MCMs in the organization that were freedom fighters. Take on the cost because of one man say this. Man, I just want to be. Are you ready for this conversation? You're not. You're not. We want to play fool like this don't exist. Like my baby girl. You know my baby girl is due? She's going to be 2 come June. 2 years old. She sits in front of me, hide her face, and then, like, I can't see her. She's sitting on my stomach and playing with me. And she hides her face, and she says, peek-a-boo, like, you didn't see me, Daddy. I'm right here. Sir, we can see you. Do you not know that we can see you? Do you not know that you sit in the midst of politics in this country? And we're looking at this because we as a nation, we love politics. And the only thing we have to focus on right now is you. So you could scream at people left, right, and center, stay out of F&M business. But this is the only thing we want to talk about right now. For the most part, those of us who enjoy a good political tussle. This is the only thing we want to talk about right now. To find out who's the victor. But I am sickened to my stomach by being able to identify these men and women who hold high prestigious positions in their private practices. And they come here and do what is perceived and alleged to be the absolute worst. Where did this come from, man? Where? And how can I trust you with the leadership of my country? Y'all would never do that in your practice, man. Y'all would be debarred, dethroned, de this, de that. But then in the private practice, in the political aspect, well, this is the nature of politics in the country. Everybody know how it goes. It's the game, Howard. Why y'all want to play games with the country's future? Why? Why do you want to play a game with my children's future? It's peculiar. That we're watching China, we're watching Taiwan, we're watching Japan, we're watching Singapore, we're watching America, strategic spaces, we're watching California, we're watching all these places explode with technology, concepts, ideas, visions, so forth and so on. We're watching China being able to reach out into the Caribbean with the Silk Road Project. All these particular things exploding. And you sitting down here having conversations about who could get what. You fighting over pennies. And we ain't moving nowhere. We're too smart for this, man. We're too educated, we're too exposed, we're too faithful for this as a people, for y'all to put this on us. We didn't pray for this. We didn't ask for this. This is not what we want. We don't want this type of leadership. This is not what we want. We're watching the world move at breakneck speeds. You're watching them. And every time any of us have an opportunity, listen to me. I didn't even know my worth and my value until I moved to the States. I lived in the United States of America. I was afraid and intimidated by the, just like I was intimidated to come to Nassau. Because you give this projection of preparation. You give this projection of readiness. You give this projection of being able to hold yourself at a high standard. And then when you get and you see behind the scenes, you all got taping, pacing, school glue trying to hold everything together. You're not even ready for the big boy action. That's what I thought about it of America. I went to America as a front office agent. In 2 weeks, the people make me manager in Denver, Colorado. I teach all these people. People from Vermont. People from, there was from California. There was from Vermont. There was from Texas. A few people from Missouri. I trained the whole staff. Me! Little Negro boy, me, wearing an army green suit and a lime green shirt in the middle of Denver, Colorado. I teaching these people. We perceive you to be on a high level, but you're not prepared to lead this country. You are not. You're not. And that ain't no one. Let's just be clear. I'm not calling Michael Pintard out. I'm not calling Dr. Minnis out. I'm not calling Dwayne Sands, Ellsworth Johnson. I'm not calling Shannon Cartwright out. I am saying, as a collective, this display is horrible. This display and your desire to be perceived as a chess master from a political standpoint is depreciating the value of the organization, the value of accountability, the value of transparency, the value of these particular things that was built up over the course of time post-1992. You are diminishing that value by being able to take this course. Let's be decent. Join me in conversation. Quick. A commercial break. Be right back after this.
Foundation.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment. Subscribe today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian. We've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Yeah, what Boss Man was saying in the back there just now.
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No. About how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool.
I can't afford to pay that. And you're always crying, poor mouth. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit
NIPRateIncrease.com.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9. I'm going to go straight to the telephone lines. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yeah, Brother Grant, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Listen to me. I ain't going to hit you. Do your show, Yobi. But let me say something. Dr. Dwayne Sands must be one of the smartest doctors in the world.
I believe you.
Okay? When it comes to your heart. But you think he maybe could change a spark plug in an engine?
I don't know. I wouldn't put that on it.
I had to say this. He may be the smartest, one of the smartest doctors in the world. But politics just might not be for him.
Let's have you what you're saying, but that ain't what the F&M think.
Oh, you know why? But the F&M, they lost. They confused. You see, the F&M coming, they bring the Seekers. That's what they bring that for. Listen to me. Another thing, too. BEC. Mm-hmm. BEC needs some competition.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need competition. You remember when we only had Batelco? How many times did you have Batelco give away a free phone? And not until a live reach.
They give away high bill.
Yeah, high bill. Yeah, but they never give away no free phone. I mean, maybe they did. I never hear. But as soon as a live reach, you bring one phone and they give you an next one free. They doing this, they do that. See, competition, two things. Good competition bring down prices and give you good service. Good competition. And the third thing, Dr. Minnis has a Judas in his camp. And it will be revealed. You know, I was batting for Dr. Minnis, but I think I switched sides. Because I don't see him coming out victorious. But we'll know who the Judas is leading into the next election. The person who's on his team, and you see Pintard elevating him and doing little things, you could want to say, yeah, that was the Judas right there. Because something has to be. If Pintard is going to have a thing at the Breezes, and Minnis is having something at Bahama, vehement people like Brian Neal, but they still saying Pintard outnumber Minnis by 2-3-1.
With the attendance?
Yeah, that is what I hear.
I look at the pictures. I ain't been to none. I look at all the pictures, and I see
you
one wrong stop.
Minutes.
What do you mean? I see. They tell you I see all.
Yeah,
I see one wrong stop.
Person with Minnis help make up the number.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. I ain't gonna fight you.
Yeah, but I don't understand. What's happening?
I'm disappointed in
my headache, right?
No, it ain't my headache either.
But they damn if they do. I don't care what nobody talk but unite after this. They might unite, but it ain't going to be before the next election.
If
Minnis loses this thing on June 1st, he will do his endeavor for Michael Pintard to lose the general election.
My God.
Whatever he has to do.
That don't even make sense.
Because they can't win without Minnis.
That doesn't even make sense.
The by-election, when they had the investment in Bimini, he was in there, so they lose.
But Papa was there.
Papa, them time. You ask a 20-year-old, 18-year-old, 19-year-old, but you Ingram, they don't know the hell you're talking about.
My God.
And they don't know him.
This the next generation of voters.
Yeah, they know him. They know him. They're 25, 24, they know him. They might hear about him. You might believe this. To them, Loftus Road could have been more popular than Hubert Ingraham, especially the ones in the Haitian community.
Wow.
Check it out.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so much for that. Let me take the next telephone call. Call on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Yes. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, just a couple of points. You remember when BEC used to mean buy extra candles?
That was BEC? Well, what it is now, BPL. Buy plenty, what, lamp?
Buy emergency charges or buy backup lamps.
All right. What'd you say?
Here's what happens, right? You went on to mention a couple of things. You mentioned freedom of information, transparency, accountability, integrity, anti-corruption, all these things, right? All these things that's in the 2017 manifesto. Robert McCartney is one of our best linguistic contortionists, or no, I would think ministers are better contortionists. Brandwell would be more like a word wrangler. But he made a very important point on our interview. If you have like an hour to listen to somebody that says nothing, I'll send it to you. But here's the point. He says, why would you do the same thing expecting a different result? But he just says we need to do minutes again. Now, Howard, I want you to think about irony, right? Are you familiar with the guy, the actor Calvin and Calvin Lockhart and Sydney, living in the bridge after? And
yes, yes, Sydney Poitier.
Sydney Poitier. Okay. Are you familiar with the movie Let's Do It Again?
I think I've watched it. Yes.
It's about a flim-flam artist who conned some people. And then it says, let's do it again. Let's go out and con a con game where they were taking this wash-up box and, you know, setting up the whole thing.
Let me ask you this question. Has your support for Michael Pintard led you down this road, or are we being, above board in terms of transparency as we analyze
powerful point.
Because this is the only thing that you are...
Chris Caller, the PLP spokesperson, he said, let's have honest, open conversation. You said the same thing. And everything I say, I could provide empirical evidence and support of my position, not how I think, what I believe, what I was told, what I was heard. Unlike people who say these wonderful things where they give you feel-good statements, where they eloquently describe the problems. My mind requires me to have an application of solution-based type environment, and I've done for 20 years. I would not throw away my reputation by simply supporting Pintard for the sake of supporting Pintard. I would not. Because win or lose, what I say...
Everything that I'm saying, that I'm seeing in the Free National Movement, Pintard is currently the leader of the organization.
Yes.
Everything that I'm saying. And see, I stop short of being able to go down a rabbit hole that is extremely taboo socially to identify names, voices, positions, and their prestige behind the scene. But I say to you that Pintard is the leader now. And this is what is presenting in the Free National Movement now.
Right, but see, I don't listen to Kevin Harris and these other individuals who, by the way, the FNM itself said, these people did not participate in the last 2.5 years. And then you want to know why they don't know anything that was going on, why they don't have any representation. You have to come to have representation, right? So so what I'm saying is this. Anyone can have a wonderful dialogue in the absence of being challenged in real time. And that is what we're good at in this town. You know, we would come in close environment and say, I can say this and say whatever. But can you defend it in an open environment? I can defend everything I say. I can defend everything I believe. And I'm simply saying is that my record of speaking on things and to things, not just about things, for the last 20 years stands on its own.
So okay? let's get back to this then, and then I'm going to have to let you go. But just talk about accountability.
No, I want you to talk to me just like you did the others. Okay. I will scare you away.
No. Let's talk about accountability, transparency, and this sort of a forward movement of the Free National Movement.
Go to the 2017. You know what's the best way to judge menace? right? It's a statement he made. And then go to the 2017 and 2021 manifesto. Dr. Menes, what is the F&M policy and position going forward? I don't know what the F&M is going to do. I don't know what they know. What is PINTAD? I don't know. I know what mine is. This is a man that's led a party and seeks to lead a party again. He knows what his is, not what the party position is, not what the current leadership is that he said he support and respected. That's his statement on the Associated Station with y'all. See, when people show you who they are, not who they tell you. See, they're trying to tell us who Menes is. Menes has showed us who he is. Okay? He has showed us. But all you have to do is look at the manifesto of 2017, the unfulfilled promises, the crisis that he has left us in that he cannot tell us. You're coming back to me, right? To me. Forget Michael Pintard. Menes is talking to me now, the voter, to my family, to my children, my grandchildren, and my unborn great-grandchildren. He's saying to me, I have a plan to finish what I started. I'm saying, can I hear the one on health? Can I hear the one on energy? Can I hear the one on education? Can I hear the one on housing? Can I hear one on job growth? Can I hear the one on national security? Can I hear one on immigration? Can I hear one on the national debt? Can I hear the things about the finishing the ones, the promises that you have listed for Grand Bahama? Can I hear the ones that you talk about island to island, whatever else? And not the excuses, right, where you could... Seriously, choose excuses. Menes' excuses starts with Dorian. Good. Let's move Dorian, right? Mindful that only 20% of the economy went away. The rest of the Bahamas was not ripe away. Then let's ask about your first 27 months or whatever before Dorian reached. What is your performance record? What is it that you've shown that you've impacted behemoths then, now, and into the future? That's what leadership does. The collective intelligence. Menes' behavior showed one of total disregard and disrespect. And then now what you have is Menes and his linguistic contortionist is trying to gaslight us to reshape our opinion. First thing they come with is excuses. This happened and this other place happened in the world and this other thing to this. I'm saying this. Success is how well you have done. Let me state right there. Success is how well you have done based on what you are capable of doing, not how well you have done based on how bad somebody else does. That's not success.
I agree with you, but the one question that I have, and I appreciate your telephone call, the one question that I have is that I do my best to move away from characters, individuals. That's why I didn't call Dr. Menes' name. I didn't call Michael Pintard's name. I didn't call Dwayne Sands' name. I said, they tell me I had Dwayne Sands for lunch almost every day for 2 weeks, and I said to you that I would take a fast. Because I don't want to be able to see that I'm leaning towards one person or another. That's just not what this is. I've put everything on the table of what my expectations are for a chairman. And I've been very transparent in saying that I do believe that he's professional in his particular capacity from a private sector standpoint. And I said, okay, maybe he'd be lackluster in this area. I was honest. I had people call me and say, Howard, come on, man. You only say one thing good about the fella. I said, but y'all didn't even call me and tell me how this is the things that he's done. I ain't fight them. I say, I can take a fast. I leave them alone. And so I don't want to re-enter this conversation by being able to identify one thing or another. You're contrasting what Dr. Menes has done, and we believe that he can do better based upon hindsight. Are you comparing that to the potential of what could exist in the future with Michael Pintard? I don't know whether or not that's a good comparison. I don't know. If we're going to run on track record, one don't have a track yet. Not a record for national leadership. He's run as a chairman, and I give him his kudos. I identify him as one of the better candidates and one of the better chairmen of the Free National Movement. I had the telephone call. The telephone call asked me, Howard, who do you believe is a good chairman? I said, I thought that Michael Pintard did an excellent job as chairman of the organization. I think that he did an excellent job during that particular time, despite the fact that he had some issues that he had to kind of wrestle with. Talk to me. I was honest, and I only want to be honest. Now, if there's this finagling and you have to be able to dodge behind certain things, I'm not prepared to do that. I just can't. I can't. I don't have the strength to do it. Let me read some of these texts. So this is Howard. What makes you believe that what Kevin Harris is saying is the truth? Is this because what he said fits your narrative? Harris and the team know that Dr. Menes will lose and isn't because of skullduggery, but because the majority of F&Ms don't want him. It doesn't matter what Harris says. This is not a conversation about Harris. whether it's Harris, Dirty Harry, Freddie, it don't matter. That doesn't matter. I am saying to you, this is what I observe in the organization. Please remember that I know these people. Please remember that the pictures that you see, I know where their commitments lied before. The pictures that you see that waver on one side or another, some of these people have only been proverbial pebbles in the organization and found their blossom as a result of commitment by prior leadership. And so as I look at it, I don't understand what this is. And that's all I'm talking to you about. I'm not talking to you about what Kevin Harris said. That's the caller's calling and said that. That's not the Howard's conversation. I ain't fighting Kevin because I don't know the depth of the FNM information. I only know what the people send me. I only know what comes to the public sector. On the telephone call, I said, I have no desire to go in depth and talk anything about the Free National Movement. The only reason I even do this, and I will say this to you, is because we as a public will never get an opportunity to scrutinize the people that they put in strategic positions. We will never get that opportunity after this convention. When it comes to general election, they will push whoever they chose on you and your constituency, and you have to choose between one or the other. You don't know nothing about these people. This is the only time we could scrutinize leadership in the organization because they open their doors. They open their doors. This is vulnerability. And when those doors shut, that's it. We got to shut our mouth and make a determination based upon character, based upon quality, maybe even based upon finances, who we can choose in various constituencies. But that choice for persons to go in the constituency starts with and in leadership. And if leadership doesn't have the integrity, the accountability, the commitment, the transparency to identify the right people to put in certain spaces and places, then we can't expect the organization to move forward. Let's be decent about it. I got a couple of minutes left. Let me see if I can read a couple more of these texts. So it says, Howard, you always say politicians make strange bedfellows. No. We must realize that there's no ethics in politics. That's why people like Ellsworth Johnson don't stand a chance. Everyone deeply entrenched in it are unethical people. This is heavy. This is heavy. Howard, don't get swing. C.A. Johnson is a data man. Pintard is potted to win next time. He is singing for his supper. He said his children are sitting and waiting to come home. My God, this is too heavy. This is, anyway, I'm not going to read the rest of that. It's a lot. Let's see if we can be able to read it. I don't know if you guys still can be able to hear me. Hopefully you can. But it seems like it was a power outage here. So it says, Menace song says, let's do it again. But do what again? Bow down to a specific family. I'm not going to call these names. You say, take ads from Guardian. They don't speak favorably of you. Dismiss the media's questions. No thanks. I'll give Pintard a chance. There's a text that's coming through. I'm not going to fight y'all. Right? So it says, why have you gotten such a soft spot for Anton lately? I thought I told you that I'm indifferent with being able to identify one voice over another. I give everybody equal opportunity. And I believe that Anton has been able to speak from a nationalistic perspective and been straight down the road. And if he said something contrary, I deal with it. I talk to him about it. You understand? But I'm not just going to reject him simply because he's a PLP. I don't know if that makes sense. I think he's a Bahamian before anything else. Any of you. I won't reject you because of your political views. I'd like to hear them. And then if we could flesh it out and have a good constructive conversation for national growth and development that all of us could learn from it, I think we did well. So y'all don't cost, I ain't a killer fella for that. Says, sir, many Bahamian females like to run after these men. Where the hell is this coming from? And many of these males in we get back on point. I said many of these males in Parliament came from broken and troubled families. And they are doing what they learned for many years. They don't have spiritual eyes. This is a text that's coming through. Says, homeboy don't have a job. This is a text that's coming through. Says, the Honorable Ambassador Maurice Moore and Governor General Dame Cynthia Mother Pratt It's just a few of them. Okay, so I suppose there's a few texts that's coming through about those particular things. Guys, I want to thank you for that. Let me see if I can take one more telephone call before we get out of here. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Next caller, caller on the line with us live. Go ahead. Is that a caller? I don't know if you guys got kicked off. The power went out here. This looked like this is going to be a rough summer. Can we say that? This is going to be a rough summer. And we're hoping that BPL gets it together, that Water and Sewage gets it together, that our cable providers get it together, and that we can be able to have some forward-moving things. One of the persons actually spoke to the fact that we should have good competition. And I think the competition exists. My skin is much browner as a result of the competition that continues to be able to sit over us on a day-to-day basis, and no one utilizes it, which is peculiar. Let's talk about these things. Next telephone call, call on the line. Real quick, go ahead. Hello?
Howard.
Hey.
I didn't forget half an hour on my cell phone, what I called for, right? So I can switch my topic. So, hi, you and Guardian ready to go comment and be complaining off of a minute. I tell the producer twice I have my cell, you know. Half hour, man.
I didn't see you. The power went out, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know it dipped. I was watered.
But I said hello and you didn't say anything. I'm sorry about that. What'd
but listen, I can't let them attack Patelco like that, BTC. No, I call it back with BTC. That one of y'all call it. I can't let them do that. You
Patelco
know
is no longer. It's high, BTC.
Huh?
Patelco is no longer. It is BTC.
BTC.
Okay,
I still can't, whatever you want to call it, I can't let them attack it because if we don't watch out, BPL could be the CAV. You understand me? At least BTC belonged 100 years to the Bahamians. Yes, we are not perfect. You don't think, like you say, your little daughter, she hide her face, she get it wrong, but she think you can't see her. You don't take your child because he get him to try to walk or she get him to try to walk and fall down once or twice and slap her, knock her, and banish her. No, you help her back up and you try to teach her how to do it correctly. At least we was getting BTC correct over the years. Had we kept out these same unscrupulous politicians, what you talking about today?
My God.
From meddling inside the BTC like they're doing the BPL now. So I can't let Bahamians talk bad about our own selves. That is insanity. We had that place, like I say, we used to do all the work for the white boys, but was carrying out all the money. Like what they doing now. And
wow.
Yes, we had to pay 40 cents for a cell phone call. You know why? Because BTC was a full structured organization. Right now, we could afford to pay 10 cents for only towers and computers because that's all they own. We ain't got to take your 3,500 people no more on no cars.
So this your advocacy for BTC. I like it. I'm not going to fight you. I appreciate it. And I do believe that we have to be able to get our entities in order and in check. I don't think that we should throw them away. I accept what you're saying. But I hope all of us understand and you hear my desire and my position on this. The only thing is that can we allow some idealism to reign? Can we allow this kind of an idea of the ability for transparency and accountability to reign again? Can we reintroduce that to politics? Can we reintroduce that to leadership in our country to be able to see it move in the direction? I'm hoping that we can. Ladies and gentlemen, that is 96.9 FM Radio, the foundation with Howard Grant. We had a great time. I'm going to see you tomorrow right here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Have a beautiful day, guys. Godspeed. We'll see you tomorrow.